Since the start of the separatist insurgency in Kashmir in 1989, the number of people seeking treatment for mental health disorders has skyrocketed. Both India and Pakistan claim to own the disputed region, where the conflict has resulted in the death of more than 60,000 people and caused an inestimable amount of suffering for many more. More efforts are now being made to help people deal with the stress and anxiety brought on by the fighting. Ranawari Psychiatric Hospital in Kashmir's summer capital, Srinagar, is abuzz with activity. It is one of few facilities in the disputed region offering treatment for mental health disorders, many of which are brought on by Kashmir's separatist conflict. Dr. Zad Wani is a resident psychiatrist at the hospital and is doing research into how extensive mental health problems have become in Kashmir since fighting began in 1989.
In 1990s, around 1,700 patients visit this hospital. Last year, in 2002, were around 48,000 patients. So you have seen an exponential increase in the patients of psychiatric disease. And most of these patients who come to us are particularly of depression, anxiety disorders, and post-traumatic disorder.
Dr. Wani says post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is one of the more serious mental health conditions a patient can face. He says a person who has a near-death experience or who witnesses someone else being threatened or killed may suffer flashbacks prompted by any number of cues, the sound of a gunshot, a shout, or even a knock on a door.
Whenever there is some cue related to that incident, they get palpitations, they get sweating and all those features. Again and again, just like a film, they see it in front of their eyes and they have nightmares.
In Kashmir, there is reason for people to have nightmares. Fighting between Muslim separatists and Indian security forces has led to the deaths of more than 60,000 people, many of them civilians. The two sides want control over the roughly three-quarters of Kashmir that falls inside India's boundaries. Last month, 25-year-old Hina Rashid was at a computer school where she works when two militants tried to attack a government office across the street. They killed two Indian soldiers before fleeing into the shopping complex where Ms. Rashid's school is located and made a stand against security forces.
I was just confused. All the time I was confused. I hand off my heart like this.
Police helped Ms. Rashid and others escape 6 hours into the standoff, and they killed the militants 24 hours after the siege began. But after the trauma of that event, Ms. Rashid says she still feels that more bad things might happen to her.
Anytime will be anything, especially in Kashmir, and I should be prepared for that. And I'm preparing myself. And I'm preparing myself and my heart, my mind. I cannot forget that thing. Never.
The international non-governmental organization, Doctors Without Borders, has opened a counseling center at the Ranawari Hospital to help people cope with feelings of chronic insecurity and depression caused by the ongoing conflict. Psychologist Saskia Olin says one of the first hurdles counselors must overcome with their patients is the belief that PTSD and other disorders are best treated with drugs.
They're used to getting drugs, and a good doctor here might be considered someone that prescribes drugs. So if you leave the doctor without any medication, people would find that very strange. But if you take the time to explain people what they're suffering from, and you work with them together to strengthen their coping mechanisms, they actually are very open to it.
Doctors are also doing what they can to raise awareness throughout the region about PTSD and other problems so that Kashmiris do not go on suffering in silence. With no end to the fighting in sight, the trauma and anxiety brought on by war may still strike thousands more. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, Srinagar, Kashmir.